Thank you for coming after lunch for this final two sessions. So the presenters of the conclusions and recommendations, who are the plenary speakers of those themes, they will present the panels, three or four panels in their theme, their recommendations and conclusions and recommendations. And hopefully there'll be 20 to 25 minutes available for discussion of them. So I want to see a lot of interaction, people disagreeing with them or giving their opinion, agreeing or whatever. So the first of the themes is, as shown on there, theme one, the resources, services and technologies for future aquaculture. And the theme presenter is Patrick Sougalos, and he will now come up and give the presentation. We'd like the panel leaders to take responsibility for their conclusion recommendations by coming up here.
Thank you, Barry, and indeed we want to keep that promise to be short in going through the different recommendations, conclusions, recommendations. So we had three panels under our thematic session. The first one, responsible use of resources for sustainable aquaculture. That was through Barry Costa Pierce. So I will quickly read through the five recommendations here. To increase the profitability of recirculating aquaculture systems, accelerate the development and use of renewable energy systems. Second, to avoid land constraints, accelerate the development of integrated cage culture systems, such as a number of examples, biculture, polyculture, submerged systems in open waters. Three, develop and disseminate integrated fed and non-fed aquaculture systems that have the multiple uses of water for increased productivity and profitability of both terrestrial and aquatic foods and energy. Four, use of indicators, a number of examples such as life cycle assessment and other tools, fish in, fish out ratio, just as an example, will assist in measuring and communicating the sustainability of aquaculture in comparison with other food production sectors. And five, there is a need for wider and more effective dissemination of innovations in aquaculture. This is the recommendations for panel session one. Panel session two, that was guided by Craig Browdy, novel and emerging technologies, can they contribute to improving aquaculture sustainability? Three recommendations here. Apply risk analysis approaches for implementation of technology advances, focusing on the risks, benefits of the improvement rather than the means of achieving it. Second, focus research and encourage multidisciplinary collaboration by facilitating consensus on goals and objectives, and then developing measures and metrics to quantify progress towards desired outcomes, to follow up, to evaluate progress, dissemination, and outcomes. And third, extend technology advances emanating from industrial-scale aquaculture to benefit small and medium-scale sectors. For example, encouraging clustering to improve access to technologies for health management, genetic improvement, feed formulation management, etc. And the last panel, that was through Albert Aiken, taken aquaculture feeds, addressing the long-term sustainability of the sector. Three recommendations: reduce developing country dependence upon imported feed ingredient sources within compound aqua feeds by encouraging outreach and training opportunities to maximize the use of locally available feed ingredient sources and nutrient waste streams as feed inputs, especially those feed ingredient sources that can be sustainably produced and grow within the sector. Second, assist and train resource-poor farmers, small, medium-scale local feed producers, by encouraging the use of improved, cost-effective feed preparation, feed mills, and feed management techniques. Third, encourage diversification of sustainable feed resource utilization by enhancing knowledge of nutritional requirements and nutrient availability and facilitating agriculture, aquaculture dialogue and innovation. So far the recommendations for the three panels. I will look at my watch and give equal time for the three summaries and recommendations. So the floor is open for suggestions, comments. We might not have the time to go into in-depth discussion. What we feel that is important is that we get as much feedback from the audience. We have made an agreement with the Secretariat that this will be, we will take note of what comes in now as further suggestions, recommendations, and then the Secretariat will work with the four of us to look into a final set of recommendations that will be circulated later. Floor is open. Yes, Pete?
It's not just effective dissemination of innovations in aquaculture. What about existing technologies that have not been adequately described and appreciated? And one good example is the use of the farming of aquatic macrophytes, such as water spinach. There's a lot of technologies that have not been described properly yet, and they should be described and disseminated also.
Good suggestion. Next. Come on, this is...
Christian Rana, Stirling University. It's really a point on your first one. I appreciate you wanted new ones. I'm just wondering to what extent we can benefit from these recommendations. And I was wondering whether we could consider, rather than having recirculating aquaculture systems in terms of increasing profitability, is to make that a little bit more generic, because there are many systems that are used for which we need to increase profitability.
Yeah. No, you bring up a point there, Christian, that in fact we were bringing up in the discussion to see it broader. You have a point there. We have not done what we were discussing internally. Thank you.
I think even just removing the word recirculating might be better.
Yeah. The lady in the back.
Zumila from Malaysia. I want to suggest that the Phuket Declaration to emphasize more to the definition of small scale and medium scale farmers. And I also want to suggest that there are other scale we call micro scale, the smaller than small. To really define, then we can strategize accordingly to this group. Maybe the strategy, the process is different.
Yeah, this is a good suggestion, but I think it's in one of the other thematic sessions that this was addressed. So let's bring it up in the appropriate session that comes later. Peter?
What about culture-based fisheries in number two?
Yeah, can be added. Yeah.
My suggestion about the technology innovation that we were, I think, the third 1.3, your point. I would like to suggest here that maybe you have the three recommendations in that, and probably it will be worth to consider. I read it like this, that private sector need to express greater social corporate responsibility in disseminating new technology to the small-scale farmer and in their capacity building. Thank you.
You agree? Okay, yeah, take it up. Yes, and then...
I'd like to come back maybe to Kristen's point on number one. While I don't disagree with the comment, I think in Barry's presentation there was very specific reason for wanting recirculating aquaculture systems mentioned, and the focus is on the profitability, but I think it was also in terms of the benefits of using this type of approach in terms of greater efficiency of water use, and it also speaks to the second point as well, avoiding land constraints. So I'm wondering, instead of just dropping it, if we go to more generic aquaculture systems, if we could have some wording including research, yeah, so we don't drop that thread.
Yeah. No, good point. We, just as we have done in, I think, item number four and in the next ones, we can have a more generic overall presentation of one, and then as an example, or specifically water recirculation systems. Barry, you agree on that? Yes.
Yep. About number three, just wondering about these wordings, like paid and non-paid system. Instead of that, there are so many established terms like intensive and extensive or high input, low input means. I think probably we can go for that, the one which has already been widely accepted.
Yeah, but I think fit and non-fit is maybe more appropriate than extensive and intensive. Okay, we will take your comment into account. Last one, yes, Indy?
Thank you. as a point to bringing in culture-based fishery in point two there. There was, for several speakers and in discussion, raised some concerns on the possible negative impacts of that. And then I would just ask you to consider carefully whether you should lift up such an issue, which has also been some downsides lifted up as a specific example in this point.
I agree that there are controversies, but still I'm convinced that we should look at the two sides of the coin. And I don't think we can take a decision here that overall this is negative. I agree the wording should be appropriate, but I think it's a good suggestion to bring it in here. But we will take into account we have to be careful about the wording. I suggest we move... Yeah, last one.
Myself, Kishore Upadhyay from Nepal. My concern is when the topic says responsible use of the resources, I don't see any responsibility here in those five of those concerning the environmental impact on the impact on the environment. Thank you.
Will that not come in thematic area 2 or 3, because that's where there was more specific emphasis on the environmental issues. Yeah, under 4, Barry. Okay, we will take that into consideration in the final wording. Let's move to the next one. If we have time, we can still come back to the first one. Open for discussion. Second panel. Yes, Sena.
Just a question. These recommendations have taken into account what was discussed at the thematic session?
Yes, but simply because in some sessions there was not enough time, we like to open it up here for extra input.
Okay. So these are not only the recommendations of what's in the manuscript of e-thematic presentation, but these have taken into account what happened on the floor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for example, in these recommendations here, the first one is from the discussion that was had during the session. The second and third came from the paper, for example.
Suggestions?
Hopefully the fourth and the fifth will come from you now.
Yeah. Yes, again, Peter?
It's not just clustering, it's also networking. I mean, cluster is only one concept of linking people together. They're not necessarily all in one place. I mean, you can treat the environment better in one place.
Clustering slash networking.
Networking. Contract farming was never mentioned, but there's all sorts of network types.
Incidentally, it would also be helpful if anyone has other ideas or examples of ways in which this could be done. I think it would be good to capture that.
Yes, Elba.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to comment on the application of risk analysis because FAO has done a bit of work on this, but we have to recognize also that in some of the risk sectors, the methods for applying the risk analysis has not been developed, while for other sectors like pathogen and food safety, it's very much... developed and already clearly applied. No problem with that. But I think with the other sectors, risk sectors, for example, genetics, environmental, ecological, there may be a need to develop the tool first and then go into the application of the risk analysis process.
Okay. We can develop and apply. That's a better wording. Yeah. Yes, please.
Craig, this might be number 4, and I don't know how you're going to address this. But when it comes down to technology, there's a lot of intellectual property. So you're going to have to figure out how you fit that within those recommendations.
Taking IP into account, we could add it. Yep. Yes, Max.
It could be added to the first presentation as well. It deals with finding out about economic incentives for systems that have generate positive services to the environment, because that's really tricky today, because it's not being, the farmers will not get paid for that service. So more information about that, what kind of incentives can we create and how should that look like?
Maybe we could add it here under three in the first.
Thank you. Well, apply research, extension, everything, and technology, okay, is needed. But at the end, it is a policy how to allocate resources to producers. So it's not enough to convince people, but the government to allow people to do that. For this, I would suggest a supplement to point three of the first purpose. Smoothen the procedure to allocate resources for such kind of integrated fish culture to be accepted by decision makers.
Well, I think this applies to most of the recommendations in the different panels, but we could see,
The third one, can you keep it generic rather than advances emanating from industrial scale? Extend technology advances to benefit small and medium scale sectors, not necessarily from only industrial scale, only any scale.
Yeah, good point. Okay, last one. Yes.
I think that the indicators that are specified in number four of the first panel have to be linked to the number two here, because if you're going to be able to communicate the advances, you have to have a relation between both things.
Okay. We move on to the last one. Open for suggestions. Yeah.
On the point number one, there is a flip side, where we need to allow for free flow of raw materials, and that are constrained by certain laws of the importing country. Even simple thing as lack of common nomenclature for ingredients, that prevents free flow of ingredients and additives. It's important that we need to recognize that it's not the ingredients in the country, but what could maximize the performance of the animal rather than the use of a local ingredient. That's important in the profitability of aquaculture.
Albert?
Victor, I agree. I think that the sense there was that we wanted to try and maximize the use of available locally available resources as much as possible. But obviously the world runs in a very different way, and we have to import ingredients. But the sense was just that, as I said during my presentations, that you have governments like Malaysia, for example, where they're actively trying to promote the maximum use of the waste streams that are available. But you're correct with the flip side.
Well, we could use another word instead of reduce, just to make it a little bit more. Yep, please.
Yeah. We can, we'll have to just massage it.
Albert, same point. This one has the human, some of those ingredients that we call, they are human food also. Therefore, those agricultural products. Therefore, there's a competition between that one. Therefore, rather than reducing, use the word like encourage, the reduce the dependence of something.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Senna, and then here.
The last one, facilitating agriculture, I think animal husbandry, aquaculture dialogue.
Yes.
And the second point is I thought there was a discussion. I mean, we cannot get away from the fact that fish meal per se is an important thing, and it was discussed so much. And I sort of had the understanding at that session there was a consensus that we need to have some dialogue across sectors that use fish meal. And this is, fish meal is used by producing fish for human consumption, producing animals for human consumption, but fish meal is also used by other sectors, not for animal, not for human consumption. And we can, I mean, I know Craig raised a point about ingredients, but I think this is one ingredient where we cannot get away without mentioning it and specifying it, because it is, it comes up all the time when you talk of aquaculture. And the important thing that we have to remember is what the public perception is, that aquaculture is bad because we use a lot of fish meal. Yep. But they don't realize that it's being used for non-food production purposes. Yep. So therefore we need to bring that dialogue. I thought it came up in the discussion. Yep. And
no, we can add, as well as other sectors competing for the same resources. Yeah. We can add that.
Yeah, in all three panel presentations, I think nothing is mentioned about indigenous imports of indigenous knowledge for sustainability, aquaculture sustainability. Perhaps we cannot leave out, perhaps we can include in the 1.1 imports of indigenous technology. I'm not
sure. Use indigenous knowledge. Yeah, yeah. Well, it will come back in another session. First, Peter, and then you.
Oops, we've forgotten plants again. They don't eat, all right. They use nutrients, all right. So in three, perhaps saying, encourage diversification of sustainable feed and fertilizer resource utilization. But then looking at 1.3, aquaculture feeds, maybe it should be aquaculture feeds and fertilizers. Let's not forget aquatic plants.
No, you have a point. Sure. That was not the initial mandate of this panel.
I know, but it's not going to go in the recommendations anywhere, so we're going to be back to square one. We're just going to ignore producing plants.
No, but I think, I mean, Peter's right. Maybe we can use that in under number three.
Yep.
Feed and fertilizer.
Once it deal with the long-term sustainability of a sector, perhaps some point in one or between one and three, and the sustainable use of feed resources globally and the relations between agriculture byproducts and products and aquaculture, some more as to foresee the future availability and of these resources.
The lady, yes.
Where will the balance between food aquaculture and commercial aquaculture fall under? Is it in this section or the other two thematic sessions? I just don't want to forget this part, the balance.
Okay. One and the last one, then Jeff. First, there.
I think the need for understanding primary food activity and the contribution of natural food to the fish production or shrimp production, whatever it is, has not been, you know, fully met. I mean, this is a need that has existed ever since aquaculture started, but you know, we have not met the need, and I think it needs to go into the list of recommendations. Mm-hmm. That, you know, this is a topic that has not been very well addressed in the last 30 years or 40 years, and you know, there is a need to continue to work on it.
Agree 100%. Yeah.
Okay. And Geoff,
I feel that we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the use of alternate ingredients for poultry feeds is possible because of advances in technology, like use of synthetic amino acids, which are not particularly suitable for fish. So some technological advances to allow the use of inferior ingredients needs to be incorporated somewhere in our recommendations.
Okay, our half hour is over. Thank you very much for the inputs. We will take these into account in writing up the final recommendations. Thank you.